Chapter 23, Crime and Punishment. Words. A couple of. According to. Amazement. Angrily. Awkwardly. Be awarded. Beard. Boring. Boy. Chocolate. Classification. Coldly. Commit. Defended. Either. Electric. Exist. Fairness. Feel ashamed. Finish. Forever. Forget. Fruit. Gently. Goal. Greeted. Ice cream. Idea. In vain. Indescribable. Inmate. Mainly. Mediterranean Sea. Prisoner. Rain. Relaxed. Screamed. Shielded. Soothed. Steel. Unfriendly. Vanilla. Wiped. Crime and Punishment. The helicopter was flying over the Sahara. Roast and Pandora sat in the helicopter in silence. Then she put her hand on his and smiled at him. Lisa pulled out a bag, which she took with her to the helicopter from under the seat, and opened it. There was money inside the bag. She smiled and winked at Paul. "It's a little surprise for my boy," she said. Paul took a pair of handcuffs out of his pocket. He showed Lisa the handcuffs, smiled, and winked at her. "What is it?" Lisa said in surprise. "It's a little surprise for my girl. You will sit in jail for a few months, understand your mistakes, and come out a different person," Paul said, and put the handcuffs on Lisa. "What? Paul Roast, you're a scoundrel. Take them off immediately," Lisa Pandora cried angrily. "Don't worry. I promise that they'll give you no more than a couple of months," Paul promised. "I don't want to go to jail. You go to jail, scoundrel," Lisa screamed angrily. But Paul just laughed. "Don't worry. I'll bring you fruit and ice cream," he soothed Pandora. "I don't want to know you anymore," she protested. A few weeks passed. Paul Roast returned to work. He was awarded a medal. Lisa Pandora was tried. Paul defended her, and she was given only 4 months in prison. But when he came to visit her in prison and brought her fruit and ice cream, the ice cream ended up on his head, and the fruit went flying down the hall. Paul left the prison all covered in ice cream and fruit, but he wasn't angry at Lisa, and a week later, he brought her fruit and ice cream again. This time, Lisa greeted him with a smile. "How are you, Paul Roast?" she said, taking his hand. Paul relaxed and smiled at her. "All is well, Lisa. I've missed you," he said, gently holding her hand with both his hands. She put her hand in his bag, and the ice cream ended up on his head again. The guard, who was standing in the room, shielded Paul from the angry Lisa with his body, and the fruit ended up on his head. The guard fell to the floor, and Roast quickly ran out of the room. As he walked down the hall to the prison door, Lisa Pandora's screams could be heard throughout the hall. A guard and a prisoner he was leading stopped and watched in amazement as Paul wiped ice cream off his face. Paul smiled awkwardly and said to them, "Crazy woman, instead of vanilla ice cream, she wanted chocolate." Finally, he came without the ice cream and fruit. Lisa Pandora sat and looked at him in silence. "If you do not refuse the meetings, I hope," he was trying to find the right words. "Lisa, I think that I did the right thing. I want you to understand." Paul gestured in agitation, but Lisa said nothing and just stared at him. "I don't refuse the meetings only because it's boring to sit in a cell," she said to him coldly. "Lisa, I understand why you are angry," he began, but she interrupted him. "Paul Roast, you don't understand many things. I tell you, but you don't hear anything, just like a deaf Dalmatian. You and I live in different worlds. You and I have very different interests and goals, she continued. I gave you a chance to start a new and interesting life. What did you do? How did you thank me, Paul Roast? You took everything I had and put me in jail. Why do you come to see me now? I don't need you. Forget about me forever and never come here again. Pandora finished, got up, and left. Paul suddenly felt ashamed. He couldn't understand why he felt ashamed and in front of whom. After all, he didn't do anything wrong. He did all the right things. Paul touched his red face with his hand. He looked around the room. Some security guards and several inmates, who also had meetings, stopped talking and looked at him. Then they all went on with their business, and Paul Roast slowly stood up and walked towards the exit. Another 2 months went by. Paul never went back to the prison. He mainly stayed at home and did nothing. Finally, the day came when Lisa Pandora got out of prison. Paul Roast drove up to the prison doors in his own car and stopped. It was raining. The street was empty of people. Only one more car stood not far from the prison door. A man got out of the car and looked in Roast's direction. He stood in the rain and looked at Paul Roast's car. Roast looked closely at the man. The man had a beard and long hair. He lit a cigarette and took off his glasses. This was a sure. Roast got out of the car. They both stood in the rain and looked at each other. At that moment, the door opened and Lisa Pandora walked outside. She saw Roast and Ashure. Lisa walked and then stopped right in the middle between them. Then she lit a cigarette and looked carefully first at Roast, then at Ashure. She threw down the cigarette and walked toward Roast. Lisa went up to Roast and stopped. "Hi," Roast said. He didn't smile at her and looked at her very nervously. "You came in vain. You missed the chance I gave you," Lisa said, smiled, and walked to Ashur's car. Ashure opened the car door for her and closed it when she was inside. The car began to move, but Paul pulled out a gun and went out to the middle of the road. He pointed the gun at Ashure. Ashure stopped the car. "What's the matter? Do you want to arrest me for stealing furniture out of your house?" Ashure put on his glasses and continued. "According to your classification of fairness, I should either go to the electric chair or spend my life pouring water from the Mediterranean Sea on the sand of the Sahara Desert. But in this country, I haven't committed any serious crime. For your furniture, they will give me no more than a year in prison. And this isn't what you want, right?" Ashure smiled and looked at Pandora. "Do you know what his furniture smells like? It's indescribable," he added. Paul Roast lowered the gun and walked off the road. "Don't be sad, Paul. Our friend might come to you and then your life won't be sad anymore," Ashure shouted from the window of the moving car, waved to him in an unfriendly way. New vocabulary review. Could you tell me, is today still February, or is it March already? Today is the 28th of February. Tomorrow is March 1st. Could you tell me, what time is it? Let me look at my phone. It is 6:30. Thank you. By the way, is it snowing outside? It probably snowed all night. It isn't snowing now, but it's very cold. When I walk with my dog, it protects me from hooligans. Is your dog big? It's very large and angry, a real killer. And at home, does it behave calmly? It's okay. At home, I defend the refrigerator and the cat from it. You have ice cream on your beard, Mr. President. It's vanilla ice cream, my favorite. Should I wipe your beard? No. Now no one will recognize me. Brilliant, Mr. President. Hey, girl, what is your dog's name? Her name is Barona. What a big dog. Oh, mister, My dog wants to run to you. Hold her. Barona, come here. Hold her, girl. I can't stop her. Help! Can I ask you one question?
Just one?
Well, ask. Do you know how to classify crimes?
Of course.
The crimes that you commit yourself, those aren't serious. But the crimes committed by other people, these are serious and dangerous.
Clear.
And do you commit crimes often?
Well, no. Only when I'm in a bad mood.
And when are you in a bad mood?
What?
I said, when are you in a bad mood?
I'm in a bad mood when I get asked stupid questions.
I understand. I have no more questions.
What?
Your wonderful questions have already run out?
Yes, thank you. I'm leaving.
And are you no longer interested in how I conduct myself with those who ask such wonderful questions?
No, let go. Help!
Mister, how do you feel about thefts?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I feel okay about them?
So, you think it's okay that you took my bag?
This is your bag?
I didn't know. I thought it was that woman's bag.
Sorry. You can take back your bag. There is nothing in it anyway.
Hey, boy, don't throw fruit at people from the balcony.
Here's a banana for you.
Ouch! Aren't you ashamed?
No, I'm still a little.
Here's some chocolate ice cream for you.
Ouch!
I'll tell your parents everything, and this ice cream is not chocolate, but vanilla.
Excuse me, please. I was wrong. Here's some chocolate ice cream for you.
You have no shame, boy.
I think that our president is a madman.
You surprise me.
Why is he mad?
Because he steals crazy amounts of money from the budget.
But I love our president.
He is just. He only takes money that doesn't personally belong to anyone.
But he missed his only chance to join the European Union.
And we shouldn't join it. Let the European Union give us some money first, if they want us to join.
Yes,
yes.
Money for what?
Oh, for everything.